September is a transitional month, trying to dial back from the last few months of summer vacation. Maybe that means you're back in the office more, or you've got to get your kids back to school and get to all those afternoon activities. So how do we stay active if we're sitting more at our desks or in the car? Our wellness coach, Amy Linus, is back. Good morning, Amy. So how do we get back into some sort of a routine, but also stay active if we're sitting more than we were the last couple of months?
Yes. Good morning, Melissa. What great topics this morning. Everyone's dealing with this right now for sure. And number one, I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, park far away in your office building complex. So you have a nice little walk to get to work, a nice brisk, cool walk to wake you up, a lot of oxygenated blood flow to those lungs, and you're going to be feeling so amazing by the time you walk in the door. So that's number one. And then number two, we're going to be sitting down a whole lot more. So why not try using a standing desk, or you can even do a walking treadmill desk. Have you seen those? You can
get that on Amazon. Yeah. I want to get one of those. Are they expensive?
No, they're not, actually. Not at all. No.
Are you able to do work calls while you're doing it, though? That is honestly one of my biggest concerns. Like, can I do interviews while I'm on the treadmill? I'm not even joking. I've thought about this.
Yes. So funny you should ask. One of my clients who's probably listening right now, she has one at her desk, and she says the only time it gives her trouble is when she's on a Zoom call.
I knew
it. So other than that, she has no problems using it at all, and she does it quite frequently. I'm really proud of her for that.
Okay, so maybe we could just do it during the commercial breaks and during the news breaks that are recorded. All right, that's okay. I mean,
that's
it's great even in the morning time. Like, how when you say to stay active at your desk, for example, I mean, how active are we talking? Are we talking 5 minutes an hour? Are we talking about, you know, what are you looking at? What's your ideal for people?
You hit the nail on the head. 5 minutes every hour, at least 5 minutes every hour, just so that you're not getting into that slump. And also too, in the seated position, your spine's going to take a beating too. It's going to be compressed. So we want to decompress that spine throughout the day as well. So stretching. And if you recall, I think we did this last year, Melissa, we actually had you on air doing some of those exercises with your chair.
Yes. And actually, can we go over those in case, because we have a lot of new listeners now with the new signal, Amy. So if you could go over maybe some of those exercises in your, you know, office, if you've got a desk, you know, what are some things you could do to kind of get moving a little bit?
Yeah, so if your chair rolls, you're going to put it in front of you. You're going to grab the arms of it, and you're going to kind of extend out with it and hinge at your waist and then pull in straight up and back in. That's going to open up that lower lumbar area from being seated for too long. And then you can also, you know, kick your leg up on the corner of your desk and kind of stretch and lean forward for those hamstrings just to open everything back up. And then you can do leg raises while you're sitting in your chair as well.
There you go. And again, we have Amy Linus here, who is our wellness coach. And we're talking about the transitional period, getting back into September. And I mean, is there anything, certainly the desk, you know, like we've talked about before, Amy, taking the stairs instead of the elevator at work, doing stairs just in general, maybe going for a walk now during lunchtime. So we know there are things you could be doing while you're at work. What about in the car? Is there anything you can do, especially if you've got parents who are running around like crazy? And sitting in traffic. Connecticut's got great traffic. We're really good at that.
Oh, yeah. So the breathing exercises are going to be great there. So you can focus on your cardiovascular training while you're in the car. So deep breathing exercises. You can actually flex your stomach muscles and control and engage those as well. A lot of people don't think about that because you're not going to be messing up driving by doing those. But obviously, we don't want to be doing anything that we are not paying attention to the road. So.
That's very true. Very true. Actually, you know what I was told, Amy, and I don't know if you agree with this, but I was told if you can look at traffic as a way of, well, I know, so I'm Christian, so it's sort of a way that, you know, the Lord, this is what I was told by my pastor, the Lord kind of breaks up your day. He, like, intersects in your day to make sure that you're actually taking a break for yourselves. I mean, the other thing we don't really think about is your mental health, and maybe when you're sitting in traffic and you feel like you're just wasting the day away, maybe that is sort of a built-in break for you to maybe shut the music off and meditate or maybe have deep thoughts about things. I don't know if you agree with that, if that's just a line to kind of get me through the traffic, but what do you think about using traffic for good?
I wholeheartedly agree with that. I tell you what, I have done some of my best thinking and just calming down in traffic because you can't go anywhere. There's nothing you can do. You can get upset, you can get angry, you can do all of those things, but why not make it positive, like you said, and use it to channel some good energy sources and to really just calm your brain down and just cool it out for a little bit. Yes, definitely.
Okay, so the pastor wasn't pulling my leg.
No, he wasn't. He was actually right.
Okay, there you go. I love that. I love that. Again, Amy Linus is here. She is our wellness coach for Workout Wednesday. Now, let's talk about, as we were talking about just getting active, you know, mm-hmm. we certainly in the summer months have the beach or people like to go for a run. Connecticut, I feel like we're going to blink, and already our mornings are very mm-hmm. chilly. It is still warm in the afternoon, but I feel like we're going to blink and fall temperatures are going to creep in and people yes. are less motivated to kind of stay active. What would be your suggestion to start some of these activities or routines now, especially using the outdoors? I mean, I hate to drop the S word, but before the snow gets here, what are some things people could start actively doing now to get into a routine, especially ahead of the holiday months where we really lose motivation and our health yes. kind of goes by the wayside?
So there are two simple things. And one, if you have a dog at home and you get into the routine of walking your dog as soon as you come through the door, it's going to be a great experience not only for you, but also for your pet. And every time you come home, they are going to be trained and really wanting to go for that walk. So they're going to hold you accountable. So that's number one. And believe me, it's so amazing. It really is. It's just a nice ending to the day. And then you almost feel like you accomplished something else upon coming home. So that's number one. Number two is pack a bag. If you are a gym goer, pack your bag and go by the gym on your way home from work. Do not go home first, because the likelihood of you getting back out and going back to the gym, oh, we both know how that works out oftentimes.
So do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Right. Pack everything when you go to work so yes. that when you're on your way home, you have no choice mm-hmm. but to hold yourself accountable. Another thing I've heard, mm-hmm. Amy, is people get dressed at work. They've literally gotten
yes.
dressed at work.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have a few clients who do that as well, and it works. It works wonders, because you're already setting the tone. Before you even leave the office, you are ready to go to that gym, and gosh, you're going to end your night feeling so much better.
I also think if we change our mindset, Amy, like you were talking mm-hmm. about how you feel like you accomplished one more thing. With my schedule, we have a very bizarre, we're like passing ships, my husband and I. And so yeah. we love in the fall that, especially in the summer too, but in the fall, we love to dedicate, he tries to get home at a reasonable hour, and we make it sort of a family thing that the three of us, my son and my husband and I, go out and we walk. For, you know, not, wow. it doesn't have to be too far, but it's something like that we look forward to. So all day, it's mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to bother him at work. He's not going to bother me. But we really look forward to, okay, at least I know at the end of the day, I'm going to have my 15 minutes with my guys. And you don't even realize that, that it is being active and it's great for your body. But you sort of turn that experience, exactly that, into an experience. And you don't look at it as, oh, I've got to get my 20 minutes yeah. of activity in. You know what I mean? So it's even changing mm-hmm. your mindset.
Oh, yeah. And those will be core memories for your son, too. He's going to remember those times that you guys went for those walks. And those are going to be just amazing memories to look back on also. And it's also connectedness for your family. You guys are staying connected. You're talking about your day. You're communicating. A lot of wonderful things happen whenever you take that time to just be together without cell phones or anything else, any other distractions.
And we love starting a Wednesday off right with our wellness coach, Amy Linus, is here for Workout Wednesday. We're talking about September routines, because this is a real transitional month for people getting out of the summer months and heading into the school year, getting back to the office, getting back into this 9-month routine we basically see every single year. So we want to now talk about this new trend. It was actually highlighted last month. It was on the Today Show. One mom swears it was a life-changing decision for her family to start having dinner in the afternoon. And, you know, when she describes it, Amy, she says, my kids come home starving. Why let them snack? Mm-hmm. I give them dinner at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you think about that?
I think it's wonderful, to
really?
Be quite honest with you. There are so many health benefits to that. Number one, the number one is better sleep quality, especially with children, because they don't have a lot of digestion issues going on at night whenever they're eating and then going straight to bed. That can kind of disrupt sleep patterns and deprive you of that sought after REM sleep that we all need. So that's number one. And number two, with kids, you see a lot of like blood sugar disruptions, because they do like the sugary things and the sweeter things. And so that's going to have that blood sugar up and down and back and forth. And so allowing your body ample time to digest everything and still moving around and burning through all the stored carbohydrates and glycogen, that's going to allow your body to actually be a little more even keel throughout the day. So also, in turn with that, it also affects your mood. Your mood is more stabilized. So across the board for kids, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea.
What about the adults?
The adults, too, because we're all built the same. So,
okay.
Yeah. Adults, too, as well. And for adults, it also improves weight loss. Weight loss is a big key compact factor there, too. So weight loss is number one for adults, usually.
So if you can have dinner in the late afternoon, it doesn't make you then want a snack later on at night? Like, so that's the only thing I was worried is that it'd have the opposite effect, but it doesn't have that.
No, but, I mean, you will want to have a little. Most people do want to have a little something before bed, but keep in mind it's going to be a much lighter, much smaller meal, so it's not going to weigh you down. You're not going to have that intense digestion going on and all that stuff, too. So that's something else to keep in mind. And then you do feel better. Your sleep quality will be improved. Your mental alertness and awareness is also improved because you don't have those spikes in blood sugar.
All right. I'm going to start that today. Mm-hmm. Amy Linus, our wellness coach, is here. And for Workout Wednesday, we are talking about this transitional period that September sort of represents for people getting back into routines. What about certain foods or supplements that people can take for motivation, Amy? Because I will say I've called it Team Fallelujah and Team Summertime Sadness. You've got the people who are literally, they're sad that the summer is over. They're not ready to get back into routine. The kids maybe don't want to be back in routine. So what are some motivational or positive, I would say, food or supplements? What can people take if they need just that little boost of, here you go, you could do it, we've got this?
Yeah. So one thing that a lot of people don't really realize is whenever we hit those fall months, obviously we're not getting enough vitamin D anymore. So that can cause a dip in the mood and can cause a little seasonal depression as well. And it's something you just don't think about. But that's something that's easy to fix with a nice little supplement. So that's one. And then, you know, with all the extra germs that are kind of floating around this time of year, you want to boost those antioxidants in your system. So making sure you're taking in those fresh berries and maybe just a nice multivitamin, too, to help out with that. Echinacea is also a really good one this time of year. It's tried and true for years and years and years to improve your system as well as far as, like, your immunity.
All right. So those are things that you could just start to incorporate in your daily lives. And Amy Linus, if people want more information in regards to activities, wellness, health and diet, all of that, where's the best way to reach you? Where's the best way to find you?
I would love to connect with you guys. I have a website. It's www.amyllinas.com. That's amylinus.com. And I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Feel free to reach out. I'm more than happy to connect and help you guys with your fitness journeys.
We so appreciate that. Amy Linus of Workout Wednesday, our wellness coach here on WICC's Melissa in the Morning. Thank you so much for all you do, and we will check back in next week.
Thank you, Melissa. I look forward to it.
All right, Amy Linus again on WICC.